The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed on The Journey Show are solely that of the hosts or guests and not those of 101.7 The Truth and Good Karma Brands Milwaukee LLC.
Welcome to On The Journey with Coach Erica, where mindset, money, and real estate come together to transform your future. Now, here is your host, Coach Erica Odom.
Welcome to On The Journey with me, Coach Erica, live here from the American Family Insurance Studio on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth Journey team. We are back. This is the place to be if you want to talk about mindset, money, and real estate. Keep in mind the shared talk and text lines are open at 833-212-1017. So make sure you guys tap in today. I am so excited to be back. It feels like I've been gone forever, but I am back and we have lots of good conversation to talk about. Just like we said, we're going to be talking everything mindset, money, and real estate on this show. But today we are specifically focusing on side hustles that work. We're going to be turning passion into profit. That's right. We're talking about how your passion can be turned into profit. But before I go any further into that, I want to talk about my journey today. Some of you may know me, some of you may not. I am a success coach, a real estate investor, published author, the list goes on. But one thing that I want to talk about today that is very vital when we talk about this journey that I'm on is my journey to success has not always been yet success. But it's actually been a part of my journey where, yes, I lost everything. So I really want to talk about my journey to losing everything. When did this all start for me? How did this all start? So let me tell you. So in 2006, very fresh, like out of high school, 19 years old, I actually bought my first investment property. I bought my first duplex actually right here in the city of Milwaukee on 37th and Roar. And when I bought the duplex, I had a little bit of credit. I had a little bit of money. I was actually working at St. Joe's Hospital at the time, and they approved me for the loan. But anybody that knows how the market was in 2006, let me just say this, predatory lending. There was a lot of predatory lending that was happening. And unfortunately, knowing what I know now, I was actually a part of the predatory lending that had occurred. So I bought this duplex thinking I had it all figured out, thinking I knew everything I needed to do. Initially, to be honest, everything was actually working out very perfect for me. It was going well. I was paying my mortgage. I was doing everything that I needed to do. Had a tenant in one of my units. I was living in the other unit. Things were going the way they needed to go. But it wasn't until I realized, like, wait a minute, something is not right here. My property value is depreciating. I was getting letters saying that my property was going down in value. And here I am, a 19-year-old trying to figure out, like, okay, what is happening? What did I get myself into? And how do I get help? I remember vividly asking a lot of questions, going to banks. But the kicker of it all, and this is where it's vital on this journey to success, we have to have knowledge, we have to educate ourselves. And at that time, I lacked a lot of education and a lot of knowledge that I needed to know when we talk about this real estate world. And what I didn't know until that time is that, in fact, I had, number one, bought my property for way too much than what it was worth. I bought that duplex for $125,000. And number two, I was in a loan nightmare. You hear me? A loan nightmare. So they had me in what was called an 80-20 loan. So 20% of my loan was in an adjustable rate mortgage, which if you know about adjustable rate mortgage loan, or people call it an ARM for short, basically you have a percentage rate and your percentage rate is going to go up after the term of the ARM. So mine was 5 years. So what was going to happen is in 5 years, my mortgage percentage was going to adjust according to whatever the market was at when that 5 years came. And then I had a 20% balloon payment, 80% ARM payment. So the moral of the story is I was not in the best situation when it came to my mortgage loans that I had. And I quickly realized that. I remember vividly going to banks, trying to refinance to get out of that situation. Several banks would say, like, I'm sorry, Ms. Odom, we can't help you. Your debt to income ratio is too high. So for those of you that may not know what that term means, when you are told your debt to ratio income is too high, that's letting you know that you have way too much debt and not enough income to support. So that was my situation. 19, had a house, thought I had it figured out, tons of debt, not enough income, seeking for help and couldn't get the help. And then I came across a realtor with First Weber Bank at the time. And that's when he started to teach me like different options I can go with. And I really, truly began to understand the situation that I had gotten myself in. So I actually had to intentionally, when I say intentionally ruin my financial profile. So I intentionally stopped making my mortgage payments and intentionally had to get my mortgage to a point where I could get help. Because initially, although I understood what was happening, they weren't willing to help me because they said, Ms. Odom, you make your mortgage payments on time. There's nothing we can do for you. And again, I couldn't refinance because my debt to income ratio was too high. So talk about a hard place to be in. So I intentionally stopped making my mortgage payments, and it eventually got me to a point where I was able to do a short sale. A short sale is very different from a foreclosure. Short sale is still not a good thing to do, but in my case, I had to do it. And that's basically where you sell your property for less than what it's worth. So mind you, I bought the property for $125,000, sold it to an investor for $15,000 cash. And I'm talking about a good deal to come across. This investor was able to get a solid duplex, tenants in it, had cash flow flowing like every investor would like, and had the whole setup, $15,000 cash. When I walked away from that situation, we talk about debt. I was indebted, credit card debt up the wazoo. I had no savings. I had to eventually file Chapter 7 bankruptcy. I've had to file Chapter 13 bankruptcy. I, at that point in my life, knew every payday loan store in the city. And you ask, like, Coach Erica, why are you so open? Because I know that there's somebody who can relate and needs to hear this. And I'm your encouragement today to let you know that on your journey to losing everything, sometimes it's truly not losing everything. And so in my case, in this situation, all this debt, no savings, practically living paycheck to paycheck. And for those of you who have experienced some of this type of situation, let me just say this. It is no fun when you know that your check is going to hit the bank account on Friday or Thursday, and you're looking at your list of bills and you're like, oh gosh, I'm not even going to have money for gas. I'm not even going to have money for groceries. It was really that bad. And that's why it's been a journey. That's why I call this a journey to success, because life is really a journey. And all of our journeys look different. They are unique to us. But I am living testament and proof that you have to keep going on the journey. You have to keep pushing through. You can't just stay stuck in that spot of what you may feel is failure in the moment. You can't stay stuck in that spot for what you feel like is not going to change in the moment. You have to keep pushing and you have to keep going and you have to find some sort of strength, energy, whatever it is that you need to give you that little bit of oomph to keep going and keep pushing through, because it will get better. In my case, at that moment, at 19, thinking I had it figured out, thought that I was making moves, but literally it was a disaster. When I look back at that now, I'm like, I understand why I had to go through this. I understand why this part of my journey was necessary and it was needed, because that was the birth of everything to my journey to success. So when we talk about now, me at 19 getting in real estate, no knowledge, didn't know pretty much what I was doing at all, just doing something. And now here we are. We have the birth of my business, for example, Odom Investments and Property Management. My real estate journey did not stop in 2006. When I bought that property, it did not stop in 2013. 2013, when I sold the property, it put me in position to keep going, to not give up, to get myself the knowledge and the education that I needed to keep pushing forward, which brought me to the fast forward of 2017. And I was able to get back into real estate. I was able to buy properties. When we talk about today compared to then, that failure has now created me to be in position to buy properties. I bought several properties since then. It has put me in position for my credit score to go up. So for those of you out there that feel like, oh my God, Coach Erica, my credit is ruined. It's no coming back from this. I am here to tell you, yes, you can come back from it. Yes, you can bring your score back up. Yes, you can get out of debt. Yes, you can get savings again. Yes, your journey can change around. Things will get better. They will change. You just have to keep going. So with that being said, they thought I lost it all, but that was actually just the beginning of my journey, the beginning of everything. So this journey to losing everything is proof that your story doesn't end in struggle. It begins there. It doesn't end in struggle. It begins there. So keep that in mind, journey team, for whatever struggle that it is that you're going on and whatever struggle that it is that you're facing. But coming up next, can you turn passion into profit? That's what we want to know. Can you turn passion into profit? I have some guests in the studio. I am super excited. I can't give it away right now, but they are here. They are waiting, and they both have amazing stories to share because I think they will answer that question. Can you turn your passion into profit, Journey Team? Do not go anywhere. We will be back. Up next, can you turn your passion into profit?
You are listening to On the Journey with Coach Erica on 101.7 The Truth.
Are back. Welcome back. You're listening to On the Journey with me, Coach Erica. Keep in mind, Journey Team, the share, talk, and text line is open at 833-212-1017. So make sure you tap in today. Today we are talking about side hustles that work, turning passion into profit. Can you turn passion into profit? Today, I have the pleasure of having some amazing guests on the show today who's going to give us a little introductory about themselves and what it is that they do. And so I'm going to dive right in so we can have enough time to get the full story. But today, I have William Lyons Edward, an entrepreneur, a published author. But get this, y'all. He is a published author of 7 books. Shout out to him. 7 books. Okay. And what greater time, right? Because for those of you that didn't know, to all my authors out there, happy National Book Month. Yes, this is actually National Book Month. So salute to all the authors out there who have published some type of manuscript. Salute to you. But yes, he has published 7 books. He is the owner of Knowledge Born Publishing and 84 Lawn Care. How you doing today, Will?
How you doing?
I am wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on the show. It's a pleasure to have you here and for you to be able to talk about your journey. So I would like for you to let our viewers know a little bit about you. Who are you? What is it that you do?
I was born in Chicago, Illinois. I came up here around like 16, 17.
Okay.
And I ended up getting in some trouble.
Okay.
And that which landed me in prison for 19 years.
Okay.
In prison is where I learned how to, you know, write literature.
Okay.
Rewind a little bit. I was also illiterate before I went to prison.
So, okay.
I couldn't barely read or write. In prison, I studied, researched, learned stuff, and
okay.
I went into literature,
okay.
which opened my world up. Like, it was huge. And it just gave me so much insight about self.
Okay.
When I went that route. And then I wrote my first book in prison.
Awesome. And what is the title of your first book?
Trapped.
Trapped. Okay.
Yeah, it comes from the Tupac song.
Okay. And then what, I guess, after you wrote the first book, how long was it before you decided to keep going with that?
Like, I had a typewriter, so I didn't even have a computer or nothing.
Okay.
I just kept banging them out.
Okay. Until
my typewriter broke.
And wow.
I had to get a new one.
Wow. Okay. So you were publishing all these books essentially while you were still in prison.
I published 3 books while I was in prison.
Okay.
And then once I was released, I published the rest and formed my LLC.
Awesome. Nice. Okay. And what would you say your favorite book would be out of all 7 of them?
A lot of women don't like this book because of the title, but it's called Don't Be the Dumb Chick, which is what's on my shirt.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
But they didn't like that title, but it's one of my favorites because it's from a male's perspective
okay.
of like womanizer and stuff like that.
Okay, got it. Okay, so in addition to being a published author, can you tell us a little bit about? So is that the birth of the Knowledge Born Publishing? Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Knowledge Born Publishing came about because I wanted to educate people. That was my biggest thing. That's my passion, is education.
Okay.
Because I lacked it growing up.
Okay.
So I'm real huge on education.
And absolutely.
So Knowledge Born Publishing was created out of that.
Okay.
Mainly to help, like, the youth.
Okay.
As they transition into adulthood.
Okay. So what exactly, so does the publishing company help youth who potentially, like, want to be authors, or what exactly does that look like?
My biggest thing is make them into creative thinkers.
Creative thinkers. I like that.
Whether you come into authorhood or whether you go into engineering or whatever field you want to go into, just be a creative thinker with it.
Absolutely.
Think inside the box.
Absolutely. Okay. And then you also have 84 Lawn Care.
Yeah.
In addition to being an author and having the publishing company. Yeah. When did you bring 84 Lawn Care to life?
84 Lawn Care is like a year old.
Okay.
And that came about because I think I have this niche for beautification.
Okay.
So whether that's because I also cut hair and do other stuff, but I like taking things that's rough and transforming it into what it could be.
Absolutely.
Whether that's a house, whether that's a car, whether that's a lawn.
Okay. I can relate to that because that's what we do. We bring life back to homes, right? We go with the ugliest home out there. But like you said, it's the process of going through, like, wow, look where we started 60 to 90 days ago. And here we are, this beautiful home that this has turned into that maybe lacked vision at the beginning. So I can definitely relate to that in Absolutely. What I do as a real estate investor. Can you tell us, so our topic tonight is turning passion into profit.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm hearing for you, there's definitely a passion there when you talk about just overall literacy, education, giving opportunity to people. And can we talk a little bit more about, you know, your passions and your thoughts on turning passion into profit? Can we turn our passions into profit, the things that we love? Can that truly become a profit for us?
Oh, absolutely. You just got to believe in yourself. And entrepreneurship is hard sometimes.
Absolutely.
Sometimes you want to give up. Sometimes you don't see the profit. Sometimes it's a patience game.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's an education game, like what you were talking about with the real estate. That was a lesson that you learned, but you learned so much within that lesson.
Absolutely.
And so as you jump back into it, you knew so much more than the average person that didn't go through that hardship.
Correct.
And so that's what it's all about. Like, you're going to bump your head in entrepreneurship. You're going to fail. Sometimes what field you're in is not going to work for you.
Absolutely.
And you got to pivot and be able to, you know, going to another lane that may be in the same field, but a different avenue.
Absolutely. And I like that word pivot. I like it. I like it because absolutely, Journey Team, you have to pivot on your journey to success. Whatever it is that you're doing or seeking out to do, I have yet to come where things have just went straight line and they worked out perfect. I don't know of it. I don't know who it exists for. If that's ever existed for you, I would like for you to call in right now and let me know that, because I don't know anyone where it has been picture perfect. And that is vital. You have to be able to know how to adjust, how to pivot on this journey to success that you're headed towards, and know how to, even when it's so hard. Because let me tell you, Will, there are many of mornings, let me tell you, and my mornings start at 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. There are many of mornings where I'm just like, oh my God, I don't know if I could do this today. Right, but you know what? I have to pull in deep and say, listen here, Coach Erica, I don't know if you need to have some coffee. I don't need know if you need to go harder in the gym this morning, but you have to pull a little harder and you have to push through. Absolutely. Because I have a why, and mm-hmm. I need to remember my why. And I encourage you, Journey Team, remember your why when you're feeling weak. Why do you get up every day? Why do you do what you do? Why do you push and go hard for the things that you are going hard for? Remember that in those hard times, because that will give you a little bit of strength. I'm not going to say everything going to be perfect, but it'll give you a little bit of strength. And I think that's a great segue to go into on your journey to success, Will, and everything that you've been doing, author, your publishing company, your lawn care business, all the things you've endured up until this point in life, how would you say your challenges you have faced on your journey have helped you in your growth?
My challenges made me dig deeper, get more education on the subject that I'm going after, like even with lawn care. So when I first started lawn care, I kind of just jumped into it. I went and bought the trailer. I went and bought zero turns. I went and bought all the equipment.
Okay.
And I did not have one customer.
Okay.
And so I had to, you know, figure it out real quick.
Right.
And you bump your head sometimes, but you within that bumping your head, like I learned so much stuff with all my failures that happened during lawn care, like from learning customer acquisition mm-hmm. and like just the importance of like running a legit business.
Keyword, legit, right? Because mm-hmm. there's a lot of people that have businesses, but are you actually running it the way that it needs to go? And it's a lot of work. So mm-hmm. I can definitely, again, diddle to that. It is a lot of work. I like how you brought up the part, because I feel like so many entrepreneurs out there can definitely attest to this, that, you know, you go through that phase of like, wait, I don't have any clients. Nobody's reaching out. Nobody's reacting to my social media. Nobody's calling in. What are we going to do, right? It's like this frantic, like, I got to figure this out. But you got to keep going, right?
Yep.
Absolutely. So how can people learn a little bit more about you if they're looking for lawn care services? I know we're kind of ending the season now, but maybe for the new season, if they're looking into learning more about you as an author or getting your books, how can they reach you?
They can reach me at 84lawncare.com.
Okay.
Also, all my books are on Amazon. So my author name is Knowledge Born.
Okay.
And I have TikTok and Facebook and all the social media platforms also.
Got it. Well, it's been a pleasure, Will. We have Journey Team Will Lyons Edwards that's been here on the Journey to Success to talk about his journey to success here tonight. And I absolutely think we hit the point that when passion meets purpose, profit follows.
Absolutely.
It definitely follows. And I'm here to remind you, stop dreaming small. Start building big. We got to build big, dream big, Journey Team. And I'm here to remind you, don't give up on this journey to success, because you can turn your passion into profit. It can happen. We just heard an amazing story from Will, but coming up next, we're going a little bit further. Is passion the blueprint to profit? I have another amazing guest coming up. Stay tuned.
You are listening to On the Journey with Coach Erica on 101.7 The Truth.
All right, Journey Team, we are back. Welcome back to On the Journey with me, Coach Erica, right here at 101.7 The Truth. Tonight, we have been talking about side hustles that work. Can you turn your passion into profit? We've had the pleasure of having one guest share his story and his journey to success. But now we have another guest journey team. And the question I asked prior to break was, is passion the blueprint to profit? Is it? Can we turn our passion into profit? Do side hustles really want to work? Do they really work? That's what I want to know. So we have a guest here, Ed Hennings. And let me tell you about Ed. I actually met him a few weeks ago, actually. I was doing a conference. We were both guest speakers at the conference. And I was listening to his story, and I was so intrigued, and I was so amazed about all the things that he has done. And of course, I'm like, hey, I'm Coach Erica. I think you would be a great fit to come on the show. So I am absolutely grateful and thankful that he's here to share his story and share insight on this turning passion into profit. So not only, Journey Team, is he an entrepreneur, he's a motivational speaker. He is also a published author. Shout out to my authors, okay? I'm an author too as well. Journey Team, for those of you that don't know, I have two published books of my own. And he is the owner of Ed Hennings Work Boots, as well as Go Time Trucking. So without further ado, Ed, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. It's an honor.
Thank you. How are you today?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm doing well. So I'm just going to dive right in. Can you let the listeners know a little bit who you are and what it is that you do?
Just like you said, I'm an entrepreneur. I myself has spent some time in prison, 20 years actually.
Okay.
Before all the businesses, before the books.
Absolutely.
Before the speaking, I was in prison. And at that moment, I had made a promise that if I got a second chance, I wasn't going to need a third.
Absolutely. There you go.
So when I was finally got my chance, I knew I was finna come out here and I was finna give it everything in my soul to inspire some people. When you talk about passion, that's pretty much what it is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So many things to start. So I kind of want to start on the angle of let's start with your books. How did that come to birth? Your books how many books do you have out there?
Two.
Okay.
I've authored two books, but they came about when I first came home. 1 year, I came home in 16.
Okay.
By 17, I started my first business, which was a barbershop and beauty salon.
Okay.
So that business was up and running well. And then about 3-4 months after that, I started the trucking business.
Okay.
Then I bought the house next door to my childhood home that
awesome.
I grew up in.
Okay.
So a lot of questions start being asked, like, how in the world did you do that type of time and then come home and that fast those things was happening?
Absolutely.
So it's just a lot of questions coming from everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? It's time for me to write the book, because people were saying that you need to write a book. You need
mm-hmm.
to write a book.
Mm-hmm.
So my grandmom, she's really an even keel person. She don't get too high on nothing,
okay.
too low on nothing.
Okay.
But when I told her I was buying the house next door, I seen a little twinkle in her eye.
Okay.
And I said, all right, now it's time for me to write the book. Grandma kind of happy and proud of something that I'm doing.
Absolutely.
So I wrote the book, and I titled it The Answers. And it's the answers to all of the questions of how did you do it?
Absolutely. And just thank you. I mean, even our last guest, Journey Team, very open about his story as well as it. And it is just, it is inspiring. It's amazing, because so many people think that they can make a mistake or they can fail at something and that's the end of it. Yeah. And it's really not. And that goes back to what I was saying before. Even when it's hard, you have to find whatever little bit you can find and just to keep pushing and going. Because sometimes, just like in your story, that was just, obviously you didn't want to go through what you went through, but that was the beginning
yeah.
of everything that sure. was to come. And I'm sure there's more to come even after this, but this is just the beginning. You're getting started on all of it. So how did your Ed Hennings Work Boots come in? Can you talk to us a little bit about that? How did that come into play?
And it's very interesting, because your show is called The Journey, right?
Yes.
So on my journey,
okay.
I just developed this strong work ethic over the last 29 years. I just refuse to be outwork, whether it's sports,
yes,
working out, whatever I do, cutting hair,
mm-hmm.
It just don't make a difference. I just know I'm going to come in and I'm going to outwork the next person.
Absolutely.
And when the conversation came about starting a shoe store or a shoe company, the thing was stay in your lane.
Okay.
And my lane is I'm the king of the grind. I'll work everybody.
Absolutely.
So when I'm doing the trucks and I wear work boots on the truck.
Mm-hmm.
So it just connected the dots, like work boots, work ethic, work boots, work ethic. Oh, man, I'm doing work boots.
Nice.
And, you know, people was like, work boots? Like, yeah, I'm going to do some work boots. I'm going to do my own brand.
I love it.
We're dreaming big, like you said before.
Yes.
Dreaming big.
And let me tell you, work boots are never going to go out of style
right.
because people are always going to be working and they are always going to need some work boots. You hear me?
Sure.
So that is something that is always going to be in demand.
Yes, ma'am.
So, no, that is amazing. Very inspirational story. And I like how you talked about work ethic because you know what? I believe too for myself that nobody can outwork me. Let me tell you, because the people that know me on a personal level, I work.
Yeah.
I work. Sometimes it's easy for people to look at your life from the outside and see what I like to call the glitz and glam, right? Oh, they're doing this, they're doing that. But let me tell you, behind the scenes, your coach, Journey Team, I work. My day starts every day at 4 a.m. prompt. Every day, 4 a.m., I'm up. I'm setting the tone, setting my mindset for the day because I know I got a full day ahead of me. And on a good day, and I'm talking a good day, my day may end by 6:30.
Yeah.
That's a good day.
Yeah.
On a not so good day, there's been times I've been up to midnight.
Yeah.
Midnight, working on my laptop, whatever that looks like, doing what I need to do because sometimes I'm sure you both can relate. You get into like that grind mode. And when that grind mode is turned on, at least for me, it's hard to turn it off.
Right.
And I'm like, gosh, okay, I need to go to bed. But I can't stop working. I got to get this last thought out. I got to finish this before I can go to bed because it's just flowing. And that's kind of like when I write books, I always say, when I'm flowing, I'm flowing. I can't stop. I got to get it out. I got to get it done. So I can definitely relate to what you're saying about the work ethic. But, you know, just like I asked our last guest, challenges, right? We all face challenges. There's no straight and narrow on this journey to success. So how would you say your challenges have built you on your journey?
They priceless.
Absolutely.
It's really no way you can put it. I mean, if you put someone to have faced their challenges and got the scars and the bruises to prove it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really no way that you can compare somebody that haven't.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you ain't been through this. You don't even know what you're getting yourself into.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I like to say about entrepreneurship, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint.
Absolutely.
So if you go into it with the mindset of a sprint, I'm sitting here looking at you like, you taking off. And I'm just like, all right, you got about 80,000 more miles to go. And the way you run in this race, you're going to be tired.
Absolutely.
You're not pacing yourself for this marathon. So, and that all came from blood, sweat, and tears.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's just part of the deal. When you sign up for this stuff, that's what you sign up for.
Absolutely.
And somewhere we try to find a shortcut. Like, I'm going to find a way around it.
Yeah, that doesn't work
I ain't going to have
out.
To work that hard.
Right.
I'm going to do it in less hours. And that's marketing 101. Six-pack abs, you can eat what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Six-pack abs without going to the gym. Six-pack abs and no work at all. And we buy it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And would you say, we've been talking it about turning passion into profit. Would you say that it's possible to turn that passion into profit?
Yeah, if it's really a passion, you know, you got to be white hot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anybody can, you know, come out of church on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, about an hour, we hot, we smoking.
Absolutely.
But then that fire goes out by Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
And it's being able to hold on to that passion through the journey.
Absolutely.
Finding ways to tap back in. You're a writer. You get writer's block.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to keep pushing till it start flowing again.
Yep.
And that's how it is in life. You know, you got to keep that passion going.
Absolutely. I think you put it perfect. Perfect. I couldn't have said it better. How can our viewers and listeners find you? Where can they learn, you know, about more about your businesses and find you?
Social media, really. I'm really on that thing, learning a lot, being an older person.
Okay.
You know, I'm watching the young people and taking notes. But, yeah, social media, Instagram, Facebook.
Okay.
TikTok a little bit.
Okay.
LinkedIn. Yeah, Ed Hennings. Just type in Ed Hennings.
And it'll pop up. They can find you.
You'll find me.
Okay. And where is your boot store located at?
Yeah, I have a store in Sherman, Phoenix, 3536 West Fond du Lac. I also have my website, edhenningscompany.com.
Okay.
So all of that is available.
All right. No, this has been amazing. Definitely an inspiration. Definitely keep going and doing everything that you're doing. Journey team, you've heard it from Ed Hennings. Make sure you guys tap in and tune in to him. We've been talking about turning passion into profit. And I'm just hearing your story, hearing Will's story. And you know what? What I got to say, Journey team, it's not about what you love, your passion. It's about learning how to make what you love work for you. You got to learn how to make it work for you. But coming up next, do side hustles get you profit? Stay tapped in, Journey team. Up next, we will keep talking.
You are listening to On the Journey with Coach Erica on 101.7 The Truth.
All right, Journey team, welcome back. You are listening to me on the Journey with Coach Erica. We still have the Share Talk and Text line open at 833-212-1017. We have been talking about side hustles at work. Can you turn your passion into profit? The thing that you love to do, can you actually turn that into a profit for yourself? We've had the opportunity so far tonight to have two amazing guests on the show to talk about their stories and what it is that they do and share a little bit of insight. But Journey team, I'm going to turn it back over and I'm going to say this. Yes, you can turn your passion into profit. Side hustles, they work. And let me tell you why. Earlier, I shared my journey to losing everything. That journey to losing everything birthed and created everything that I have going now on my journey to success. And my journey to success is not even over yet. I always like to tell people, there's my career life, there's my entrepreneur, or what I like to call my side hustle life. My career life, I am actually, for those of you that don't know, I'm a licensed advanced practice social worker. That is my career. That's what I went to college for. I have a lot of experience as being a social worker. I've been a social worker for over 12 years, licensed here in the state of Wisconsin. So that's my career life. And I love being a social worker and I have no plans of giving up no time soon. But when we talk about these side hustles, when we talk about passion, they do work. Because let me tell you a little bit about some of my side hustles that I've been able to turn into profit, my passions that I've been able to turn into profit. And here we go. I have, number one, the business, Odom Investments and Property Management. Here, my journey in real estate, I thought that was it. I thought it was the end. I failed. I lost everything. But that was just the beginning of really diving deeper into my real estate journey and getting to the birth of Odom Investments and Property Management in 2018. Okay, follow me on this journey, team. Then that passion, that drive, everything that I experienced through what I considered a failure at that time in my life, then birthed actually my two published books. So I have two published books, Journey to Success and Journey to Success, The Unforgotten Teen, All the Things That You Don't Get Taught. And that is all about providing financial literacy education for not only adults, but also for teenagers and young adults. And my Journey to Success book, which also is more geared towards adult, even covers the process of home ownership. Because when we talk about that failure that I experienced, I don't want anybody, if I can do anything with it, I don't want them to experience the things that I experienced. So that book is all about giving pointers and guidelines on the process of home ownership and also hitting on what I like to call those core concepts of financial literacy. Okay, so we got Odom Investments. We got the birth of the two books. Then that leads me into my boutique. Yes, your coach has an online boutique. And I'm actually, I don't know if you can see me, I'm going to move my sweater, but all my bougie gents and gals, this is actually right from my boutiques. I have a boutique. It's called Boutiques on the Go. You can check it out on boutiquesonthego.online. And my boutique is all about making people feel rare, authentic, and beautiful. Live in your rareness. Live in your authenticity. And know that you're beautiful. And so the boutique has different shirts, hats, journals, hoodies, the whole nine. Check it out. But we're talking about side hustles and passions, okay? Then that leads us into success coaching. I refer to myself as a success coach on this journey to success. I coach people. I do workshops, different things. And with the coaching and the books and the passion and my mission and my purpose with everything, it has allowed me to not only be able to do my coaching, but also to be able to offer it in different school districts. And today I'm super excited because I've had the opportunity to bring in one of my students from the class that I am actually coaching my financial boot camp for kids to with my Journey to Success, the Unforgotten Teen book. And so she's here. She's super excited. And I'm going to introduce her in just a second. But I'm here to let you know that absolutely your side hustles, your passion can be turned into profit. If you give that push, if you give that drive, if you seek the resources you needed, if you ask the questions, the list goes on. I am here to encourage you to keep pushing, keep going, because yes, it can happen. Yes, you can do it. Yes, it will come to light. Everything will come. But I would like to introduce Trenisha. She is one of the students at Norris Academy. I met Trenisha now almost 2 months ago, almost. And again, she is one of the students that I'm coaching in my financial boot camp for kids at the Norris School District. So, Trenisha, would you like to introduce yourself?
So, my name is Trenisha Boyd.
Okay.
I am a student from Norris Academy High. And this experience for me is low-key one of the best friends I have yet, because this lucky been my dream since I was little. So I appreciate being here with you, Miss Coach Erica.
You are so welcome, dear. Can you let the viewers and listeners know, what grade are you in, Trenisha?
I'm in the 11th.
The 11th grade. So Journey Team, when I talk about the importance of financial literacy, it starts here. Kids need to know now about financial literacy. They need to know those concepts now to prepare them for their journey going into adulthood. And that's what the coaching program is all about, giving them those concepts that they can utilize in real life after high school, once they graduate, having a stepping stone, a starter point to get them to the point that they need to know on their journey to success. Trenisha, we've been talking a lot in class now about different things. Is there something you want to share that you've learned so far when we talk about financial literacy and money?
The stuff that I learned so far is about mindset.
Yes, absolutely. We do talk about mindset, right? Because what I do teach the kids, Journey Team, is before we can talk about money, we got to make sure your mindset is in the right place. Because I can talk to you all day long, Journey Team, about what you should be doing. But if your mindset is not in the right place, it's not going to happen, right, Trenisha?
Nope.
All right. So there you have it. That is Trenisha, one of my students from Norris Academy that had the opportunity to come in today. Thank you for coming, Trenisha.
You're
being
very much
on the
welcome.
Show. Thank you, dear. Journey Team, we have been talking a lot tonight about side hustles at work, turning passion into profit. Let me remind you, your passion is the blueprint. Your hustle is the foundation, and together, Journey Team, that will create profit with purpose. Tonight has been all about turning passion into profit with me, Coach Erica. Until the next show on November 11th, I need everyone out there to believe, to know that you can do it. Stay motivated. Even when it's hard, it will get better. You can do it. You will do it. Until November 11th, see you then. Make sure y'all stay hustling.
Seating was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed on the Journey show are solely that of the hosts or guests and not those of 101.7 The Truth and Good Karma Brands Milwaukee LLC. Proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed on the Journey show are solely that of the hosts or guests and not those of 101.7 The Truth and Good Karma Brands Milwaukee LLC.